US forces give the nod. It's a setback for your country. Bombs and trenches all in rows. Bombs and threats still ask for more.
Nobody wants be wondering why. No, I do the best I can do. Got human jungle and a global zoo. I find my way, you're just in a special world on now. Why wait for the place to come when everybody's got a start to run?
Has won. get sent to war. Who'll lose a child to a foreign coast? And who will leave our shore? And come home rattling like a ghost. Now this country can be cruel. It'll leave you with scars that never heal. We shall need the Stone Age in the coming century. Still gonna be some Stone Age in the coming century. The last of the diggers.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Hey, welcome back to CITR, and Chris Horrific, of course, coming up on Monday at 1 p.m. And Chris actually played at the Grave Level gig on the weekend. The house that was finally being shut down, unfortunately, was a great centerpiece of the musical independent musical community here in Vancouver, and I attended, and it was a 12-hour show with 12 different bands, and it went off without a hitch. Absolutely amazing. One of the best things I've ever been to. And being new to the city, it was really great to experience this community. And the gig was just fantastic. Chris Horrific was in fine form. Greenbelt Collective played, OK Vancouver, OK, British Columbians, so many great bands. So I hope another house pops up just like the Grave Level, because it was really special. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. We had Midnight Oil. I can't believe it's taken me this long to play Midnight Oil. So since I'm backed up somewhat, I played three songs in a row. We at the start was US Forces from the 10 to 1 album, which many claim to be their best, if not one of their best albums. That album was recorded in 1982. So I try to pick three songs that fit the theme of war, because, as I said before, on 25th of April each year, Australians and New Zealanders pay commemoration to our fallen soldiers for Anzac Day, and I attended the Anzac Day service here in Vancouver on Sunday morning. So US Forces was one of Midnight Oil's political songs against the military-industrial complex. And as was Hercules, was the second track. Hercules, of course, are those large cargo planes that the Australian Air Force uses. And the third song there was The Last of the Diggers. That's probably somewhat of a rarity. That's from an acoustic album that they did towards the end of their career. Called The Real Thing. I don't know too much about that song. I played it because Digger, of course, refers to an Australian or New Zealand soldier in the trenches of World War One. They referred to themselves as Diggers, and the name has stuck ever since. I'm going to play one more war-related song, actually, here. This is a song by The Mark of Cain from Adelaide. They're a fantastic heavy band featuring two brothers on bass and guitar. They're engineers, and they play absolutely punishing music. And this, they've got a lot of war themes, actually, to their songs. And this one is an album track about the Battle of Lone Pine. Lone Pine was one of the battles where Australians fought in Gallipoli, the campaign on the Turkish Peninsula in 1915 was the campaign. That's when this battle occurred, the Battle of Lone Pine, where it was estimated that 2,277 Australians and between 5,000 and 6,000 Turks were killed or wounded at Lone Pine from the 6th to the 10th of August 1915. So this is another little commemoration for Anzac Day. It's a non-single, just an album track here from The Mark of Cain from Adelaide. So I hope you enjoy.
have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
And we're back here on CITR with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Three songs there. We heard, actually, the Persian Rugs. If anyone is quite astute, they might have heard the voice there of Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus. The Hoodoo Gurus, a great band from Australia, who played around for a couple of decades and then disappeared in the early 90s, but they kind of remained still playing under the name of the Persian Rugs, and I think they put out one album. And that song, St. Peter's Infirmary, I actually just discovered on this Off the Hip compilation. Off the Hip's a really great underground label from Australia, and it was the first track that came up, so that's really cool. The Persian Rugs, which is basically the Hoodoo Gurus under a different name. And we also heard there, the second song in the set actually was for Chris Horrific. The other night he mentioned that he'd like me to play Spiderbait, the second song off the Spanish Galleon of Finley Lake album, which has always been a favourite of mine too. I was really surprised that Chris bought that album 10 years ago after reading a review in the Spin magazine, because they're quite an obscurity. It sort of came from a very small town in Australia in the state of Victoria, a town called Findlay, and they did actually tour Canada about 10 years ago, I believe. So really great band, three-piece with the drummer on vocals there. And at the top of the set was The Mark of Cain with a brooding song there called Lone Pine, which of course is the battle of Lone Pine in Gallipoli in World War One. The battle took place between the 6th and the 10th of August 1915, when we fought alongside the New Zealanders. I could go on forever about the Gallipoli campaign. It's a huge part of the Australian psyche. It was actually a monumental defeat. We were fighting on behalf of the British in Turkey, and we managed to hold on for a number of months in very, very inhospitable territory. And massive numbers of soldiers were slaughtered in that campaign, but the Australian and New Zealand troops really fought gallantly, and we formed a real sense of national identity in that battle. We had to pull out eventually. We lost the campaign, but there was a lot of heroism, and Lone Pine was one of the battles there. So that was The Mark of Cain with an album track about that battle from the This Is This album. So back, speaking of the Hoodoo Gurus, they actually are now under their real name again. So they sort of moonlighted as the Persian Rugs for a while, and they actually have a new album. So I'm going to play this. It's a song called I Hope You're Happy, which I just discovered. I'm really excited. I haven't heard this. So this is the Hoodoo Gurus, and I Hope You're Happy. I hope you like this song.
Including me. I hope it makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
I hope it makes you
feel real good.
I hope it makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
Even then you better
knock on wood.
Yeah, you better just
knock on wood.
Another girl I know loves hanging with cosmetic surgeons. She's on a first name basis with the cutting edge. She's addicted to the thrill of multiple procedures. Looks in the mirror and she doesn't see herself. But there's no one else. I hope it makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
Hope it makes you
feel real good.
Hope it makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
Even then you better
knock on wood.
I hope it makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
I hope it makes you
feel real good.
to transcendental meditation. He's found the inner peace that many of us seek. But I'm not cut out for that life of quiet contemplation. Cause when I navel gaze, I only turn up limp. Well, it makes you think. I hope it makes you happy. I hope it makes you feel real good. I hope it makes you happy. Even then you better knock on wood. I hope it makes you happy. Well, I hope it makes you feel real good. I hope it makes you happy. Even then you better knock on wood. I want you to knock on wood. Just let me be understood. I wanna be understood.
Hey! 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
This is 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name's Matthew, host of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And you just heard three songs there from Australia. The top of the set was the Hoodoo Gurus with a new one, believe it or not. They have resurrected and they have a new album coming out. And that song was called I Hope You're Happy. The Hoodoo Gurus have been around for a long, long time, disappeared for a while, and we're still playing under the name of the Persian Rugs, who I played earlier in the show. And, yeah, that'll be really exciting. They had quite a following in North America on the college circuit in the 80s, so it'll be really interesting to see if they do actually physically come back here. I know they played South by Southwest a couple of years ago, and they're very well-respected still around the world. It's one of the great garage rock bands, garage psychedelic pop, I suppose. In the middle there was the Panics. They're quite a popular band from Australia, originally from Perth, now living in Melbourne. Perth and Melbourne are two really strong music cities. Perth is great because it's such an isolated city, so whatever's happening over there is always kind of gestating something quite different. And a lot of fantastic bands have come out of Perth, and many do migrate to Melbourne, of course, because it's much easier to tour. If you have a look on the map, Perth in Western Australia is extremely isolated. It's the most isolated major city in the world, a very interesting place. And at the bottom of the set, we heard Nunchucker Superfly with The Sky Belongs to Us from the latest album, If You're Not Careful with Electricity, It'll Kill You. And I recommended that to a new friend of mine I met the other day who's an aspiring metal vocalist here in Vancouver, and she gave me all these fantastic recommendations for Swedish folk metal, which totally blew me away because I have Swedish roots way, way back, and I thought she'd given me all my Christmases at once with all this wonderful music. And so I recommended a few heavy Australian acts for her, and Nunchucka Superfly was at the top of my list. I still think they're the most exciting three-piece I've ever heard. Blackie and Ray are the two main songwriters in the group, and they are from the Hard-Ons, so Nunchucka Superfly is their side project, and they've put out about four albums now, and that song, The Sky Belongs to Us, is the second track off their latest album, and I definitely recommend them. Absolutely amazing band, Nunchucka Superfly there. So now we're going to head on and play some Canadian tracks because we're getting towards the end of the show. Now, this band I just found out about, I met a young lady called, my apologies, I actually do forget her name, but she's from a band called Language Arts, who are a local band, and she actually knew Alex Batten from Alex and the Ramps, who are a Melbourne band, so it's a small world, and I went to school with Alex, and I just wanted to play some Language Arts here, Vancouver. This is off a new album, for promotional use only. This arrived in the station. We're going to play the song called Cavity. Okay, I hope you like this.
Cavity. Shani from Inepsi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. The Besnard Lakes there, that was really exciting to hear. I hadn't heard them before. I've heard a lot of great things about them and know that they are playing in Vancouver shortly. We have them at, let me see here, they're playing on May 5th at the Media Club. That's the Besnard Lakes. You heard the third track off their album called The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. The song was called Chicago Train. And we are in the Canadian end of the show. And I played for you We Are Wolves. That was the second song, Paloma, the first track off the Invisible Violence album. And firstly, we heard Language Arts, a great local band, with the song Cavity off their Where Were You in the Wild release that came in to the studio not long ago. It was released October 2009. New music there from Vancouver. So we're just about finished the Australian-Canadian Music Show. I'm going to play for you The Gruff. They're a band that sadly are just breaking up. The Gruff have a few final shows coming up. They're a three-piece, have been around for about 10 years here in Vancouver, have toured the country, just recently played in Alberta. And they've got a gig coming up at Café Del Solois on the 30th of April, and one last gig on the 1st of May 2010, the Ambrosia event calendar, and that is their farewell show. So if you're wondering what The Gruff might sound like, you will find out very soon. And it's a shame to hear that they're no more, but Jen tells me that she will be recording and doing all sorts of interesting things in due course. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and this is The Gruff.
Standing on the balcony in a Phoenix lager shine. Never seen so many velvet coat. Death by gun or rhino horn or choking of the throat. I'd like to put it out there that our lives could intertwine, but I don't, for the mortal fear you might decline. But I don't, for fear you might decline. Death, oh death, he has got it in for me, and I have got to thank you. With your goggles and your boots, and I'm hankering for you in the pines, but I'm drinking beer at this party, and I'm trying to look refined. I'm drinking beer and I'm trying to look refined.
That was The Gruff. The Gruff was the Artist of the Year 2007 at the Vancouver Island Music Awards, and they are playing their final couple of shows of their career, 30th of April 2010 at Café du Solois. I can't say that very well. S-O-L-E-I-L-S. Café du Solois in Vancouver. And 1st of May 2010 at the Ambrosia Event Centre. And that's their farewell show in Victoria, BC. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and that was The Gruff, and that's pretty much it. So thank you so much for listening, and have yourself a fantastic day. Bye.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.